got a nice little legal victory in the Second Amendment arena just now. And I want you all to know about it because this is a fight that is going on across the country in most states. It is a fight that also somewhat divides our Second Amendment community, the gun culture as well. That is the right for adults aged 18 to 21 to exercise their God-given right to keep and bear firearms for the defense of themselves and others. That's right. Let's get into this one. Now, this victory is a result of a lawsuit that was filed by three individuals, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the Firearms Policy Coalition. And this took place in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, this, what I'm going to read you, is from the Second Amendment Foundation. It said, Pennsylvania law generally allows for individuals over the age of 18 years old to openly carry firearms without a license to carry firearms. However, the law provides for extremely limited transportation of firearms absent a license to carry firearms, allowing an individual to take an unloaded firearm from their home to only a certain couple locations. Now, as a result, people without licenses to carry firearms, may not take an unloaded firearm from their home to most locations in order to then openly carry for self-defense. Makes sense. To compound the issue further, the law does not allow for an individual under the age of 21 to apply for a license to carry firearms. As a result, young adults ages 18 to 20 years old are unable to acquire licenses if they choose to and are barred from exercising their right to bear arms outside the home. The Second Amendment's plain text, as informed by this nation's history and tradition, reveals that prohibiting the bearing of arms by young adults is constitutionally impermissible. There were no colonial or founding era laws, for that matter, that restricted the rights of young adults to keep and carry firearms. On October 16, 2020, the Second Amendment Foundation filed this suit along with Firearms Policy Coalition and three individuals. The lawsuit asks a federal court to declare that the ban violates the Second and the 14th Amendments and enjoin the defendants from enforcing the ban. I want to show you what this judge said because it's pretty cool. Before I do, I've been asking y'all for a couple days now. I am trying to reach a goal. 700,000 subscribers, hopefully a million one day. And I'm just asking you for my birthday, July 25th, just subscribe to the channel. If you enjoy this, you watch this anyway, there's like two-thirds of the people who watch don't subscribe. Come on over to this side, have a party with us, join this growing freedom family. I want to get to some goals here to show YouTube that the Second Amendment absolutely matters, and we can do that with your help. So hit that subscribe button, it's free, and I thank you for your consideration. I also want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Sportsman's Guide. And what I want to show you is a couple of ways I can help you save. For everything you need to enjoy the fun, freedom, and traditions of the outdoors, you have to check out Sportsman's Guide. From hunting and fishing to camping and hiking and shooting and all that stuff, they have you covered at the Sportsman's Guide. You join the Buyers Club and you get 10% off most of their items, and you also get 5% off ammo every single day, plus free shipping at $49. Now, I've been a Buyers Club member for a long time, and it's worth its money, it really is. And on purchases over $150, you can split that into four interest-free installments to help you get those purchases of gear and firearms and make it a little more affordable, especially with all the tightenings we're doing on our budget right now, thanks to inflation and stuff. Now, if you use code GUNGAG5, kind of weird, but that's what it is, GUNGAG5, you can save 5% on Hornady ammunition. They sent me a bunch of Hornady ammunition to try out. You can save money on Hornady ammunition all the way through May 31st. Also, check out the link down below and use code GADGETS to save $20 off your first $100 you spend. So it's a couple different ways you can spend and save. And this Hornady code, this is only for my viewers, guys and gals. So if you are in the market for some solid ammunition from Hornady, GUNGAG5 saves you 5% only for my viewers through May 31st. Thanks, Sportsman's Guide. Appreciate y'all. Here's the judge's ruling. And this is in the Western District of Pennsylvania. The case is Laura V. Evanchik, and this just came out at the time of this recording. The order of the court. And now, on this 24th day of April 2024, pursuant to the directive of the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, it is hereby ordered that the Commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police is hereby enjoined from arresting law-abiding persons 18 to 20 years old who openly carry firearms during a state of emergency declared by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It is further ordered that 1. The Commissioner and his officers, agents, servants, employees, all persons in concert or participation with them, and all who have notice of the injunction are enjoined from enforcing their laws, policies, and practices that prevent plaintiffs and those similarly situated between ages 18 and 20 years old who are not disqualified from exercising their Second Amendment rights and wish to acquire a license under 18 PACS 6109 from applying for and being issued such a license. Number 2, the Commissioner and his officers, agents, servants, employees, and all persons in concert or participation with them, and all who have notice of the injunction are enjoined from enforcing 18 PACS 6106 and 6107 and their related regulations, policies, enforcement practices, and actions that individually and or collectively prevent any individual between the ages of 18 and 20 years old who are not disqualified from exercising their Second Amendment rights from carrying loaded, operable firearms, including handguns, on their person, in public, and in their vehicles for all lawful purposes, including self-defense. Judge William S. Stickman, U.S. District Court Judge. This is a huge ruling. Huge. Now, we'll see what Pennsylvania does. Will they, you know, fight to stop this again, ask for a stay, and all the things that the anti-gun states do? But this is happening across the country. These SAF and FPC teamed up for a bunch of lawsuits in different states on this specific identical matter. Here in Tennessee, we're fighting to get the state to conform and to comport with a federal order that says basically the same thing. Yet Tennessee's slow to make that change. But it's going to get done. I want to hear from you on this, because there are a lot of people who watch this who believe, for whatever reason they have, that 18 through 20-year-olds shouldn't have guns. Sounds very Tim Kennedy-like, if you ask me. But we send those aged folks off to war. It's okay for them to fight for oil or to go over and do other things on behalf of this country and for freedom. But when they come to the homeland, we expect them to be victims. Doesn't make sense to me. And that age group and younger fought to create this country. They were involved in the revolution. Yet, they're not good enough now because feelings? So, that's my side. If somebody is they're a law-abiding citizen, they have all their rights. We don't get our rights from government. So why shouldn't they be able to carry? I'm open to hearing folks out. I really am. But just wanted to know my side of it. I believe, yeah, they're adults. They're adults and they can get into contracts. They can go into debt. They can get credit cards, loans, start businesses, get married, all the other stuff, vote. But you can't defend yourself. Doesn't make sense. See you all on the next one. Big win. Thanks to SAF. Thanks to FPC. You can support them. Links are down below. You can also support them while drinking their coffee at Blackout Coffee. Every item you order of SAFs and FPCs and GOAs, we send $2 per item right back to those groups every single month. It's our way of helping them fight for the Second Amendment. See y'all in the next one. Take care.